something else, a whole new way to be. I believe in magic, but you don't. Let's talk about destiny and the writing on the wall you will never ever see. You wanna make it, but you won't, you won't. Pretender. You say that people change, I don't think so. You wanna win me over, stop saying my name. I'm finished with you. I'm finished with you. Nothing mattered, nothing was true. In 1983, you almost overdosed under the apple tree. My sister saved you, you didn't thank her, remember? Still my kisses were free. I thought you needed love, you needed money and a house key. Fool me once, fool me twice, I am cold like December. Friends are strangers now. The children are all gone. You're in the desert singing, drinking songs. Count your money, it's a blessing at the end. You say that people change, but I don't think so. You wanna win me over, stop saying my name. I'm finished with you. I'm finished with you.
And there's Field Day and their song Finish With You.
And here we are.
And here we are, here still. We are. And you're still listening to Allentown with Mikey D because you didn't go anywhere, because why would you? Awesome. Thank you, guys. This is so cool. You played this at the Rumble.
We did play this at the Rumble.
And I totally loved it because it was like, yeah, this is the best.
That's so kind. That is so kind. I actually think we played all three songs on this new EP at the Rumble.
Cool.
And a few more.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool.
That was our heavy hitter set.
It was.
That night.
That was a great night.
It was a great night.
So much fun playing at the Rumble.
It was a fabulous night. I was totally excited. And because I have, I've been following along, Facebook and whatever, but I had never gotten to actually see you guys, and whatever various things were online. I'm like, but I want to see them. And finally,
speaking of seeing us, can we plug our next show?
I was gonna,
Joan. That is
suggest
so
that.
Amazing.
I know. I've
just become this promotional animal. It's like, may I talk about our next show now?
Yes, please.
Wait a second. What's tonight? Tuesday.
Tuesday.
So no, Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, a week from promotional animal.
We have no idea what's happening or when our next show is. No, a week from tonight, correct?
That's right.
Yep. At Atwood's Tavern.
Nice.
10 o'clock we play. And I just have to point out that the patio's open. They have this sweet, sweet, sweet patio.
It's pretty.
At Atwood's, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent beers, excellent burgers. And then we play at 10.
Well, there you go. That's a perfect Wednesday evening's activity.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier about Mike Gemp playing at Toad, keeping the 4th of July festivities going.
Yes, keep
that's
it going.
That's kind of my angle on this show, too.
Keep it rolling.
I know, so 4th of July, and then the next night, Mike Gemp, and then the next night, Field Day.
And then
so basically next week is completely scheduled.
Yeah, just so I hope you took vacation because you're gonna need it. I'm an idiot. We'll be going to work, but I'll be going to work really tired. Like, I'm gonna quietly write in this corner. Okay, shh.
Yeah, exactly.
Writing. Shush. I'm gonna close the door. That's how much concentration I need to sleep. Yes. Cool. So, any other summer plans?
Oh, wow.
Well, we'll be at JP Porch Fest next Saturday, the 9th.
Oh, so you're not asking me what my plans are?
Well, you can share whatever you feel like.
Do you want to hear about my trip to LA to see my dad? Maybe not.
Well, are you gonna sing and play while you're out there?
Probably not.
You should make some calls.
Maybe a little bit of Fly Me to the Moon because he likes that song
so
much.
Well, that is good.
Yeah.
Well, you might be able to, you know, get like a little gig somewhere. You know somebody.
Oh, well, you know what? I fantasize heavily about taking Field Day to the West Coast.
Yeah, we'd love to do
that's
that.
Where I'm from. And yeah, getting the shows. I think we could get the shows. It's just like paying for the trip that would be a problem. Yeah. The economics doesn't really work.
Well,
so if anybody's listening who wants to just sort of like finance a Field Day mini tour to California, we're here for you.
Yes, we are.
The one-stop tour.
We'll even trade you Phil Magnifico, bass player Phil Magnifico's good luck charm.
So we talked about JP Porch Fest, right? That's on Saturday the 9th. And then we're actually playing the middle set with Dennis Brennan Band at the Lizard Lounge on July 20th, which we're really, really excited about.
Part of his
residency.
Fabulous.
Oh, awesome. I'll mark that one down as well.
Okay, cool.
All these Wednesday shows. See, that's really tough for because some of us are here, but so it's not the night that I'm here, then it's fine.
Okay,
and the 20th, I'm not here, so it's fine.
Why don't you send me your schedule, and I can use it when I'm booking shows.
That'd be really great.
We'll
work
around that. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because I have a Google Calendar. It's really easy to read. There's only like 10 or 15 colors on there.
Okay. Done.
Hooray. What else should we play off of your mini?
Let's play a gun. What do you think?
Yeah. Hey, you know, that's what's next. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. This is Field Day, and their song, A Gun.
To run.
And that's what we call a cold ending. Just in case you wanted an example, a perfect example of a cold ending,
you
that'd be it.
Swooped right
in there. We call it frozen.
Like, really frozen. I'm like, oh.
We debated that ending, if it was wise to fall off a cliff as precipitously as we do on that song.
Yeah. It's okay. That's good.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's the silence is its own sound.
I love it. I think there was some dissent, but...
I love it too, yeah.
I think we bullied the rest of the band.
You just keep running right off the edge of the cliff, and suddenly you're like the Roadrunner or Wile E. Coyote, whoever it was. You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what bands are you guys out like seeing and checking out? Or are you just out constantly?
I just saw the new incarnation of Grown Up Noise, and they were amazing. They're a trio now. Paul Hansen has two amazing players with him, a cello player and this incredible Latin jazz drummer, and it's just big and warm and smart and round, and it's just terrific. And Brian Carpenter, The Confessions.
I was going to mention Carpenter. I hadn't really listened to him much, and Dan knew him, and we opened a show for him at Great Scott a few weeks ago, and I was just blown away by his set. He's an engineer by day, right? And one of the people in his band described his process as a musician is kind of like engineering songs. Like he thinks that way, and they're just beautifully layered, textured.
Yeah.
It's one of those bands that they start playing in, and it's like you're in our movie now. You just like step into their world, and you're just there.
Very cool.
I don't think I've seen them perform, so it's on the list now.
Put on the list.
Yeah, cool. Well, you guys, thank you again for stopping by.
Oh my God, what fun!
Super short notice, but
we're coming back. You did. We're coming tomorrow and the next day. The next day, we love it here.
Perfect, perfect, because we're open 24 hours a day. Just come on down.
Everybody, AC.
We've got AC. So I'm gonna play you out with your last song, like Superman. When can people or can people pick this up or download it, or what's the story?
It's on our Bandcamp site, which is fieldaymusic.bandcamp.com.
Correct.
Yep.
Excellent.
And it can be streamed or downloaded.
Exactly. And also our first EP, which is just called Field Day, is there as well. And we'll leave you a copy of that for later.
Yay. Cool.
And we have a sticker for you too.
I love stickers.
Because that's how we feel about you.
Stickers are great. Awesome. Well, thanks again for coming down. And we'll look for you at Porch Fest and Atwoods and Lizard Lounge and everywhere else you're playing.
Great. Okay, cool. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
kicked me out of Cumberland. You kicked me into overdrive. You took a normal man, made me what I am. I'm feeling 10 feet tall, crash into the wall. I catch you when you fall. Hey, I can do it all, 'cause you think I can.
And there we have some Field Day, or some more Field Day, like Superman, coming off of the Woolly Mammoth Sessions, available on their Bandcamp page. Paula is here to read us some concert report, and I don't have her music ready. Wait, I don't even have her microphone ready. Apparently, I'm just not ready for you, Paula.
That's all right.
But she's rocking a hard hairstyle here with the...
Do you like it?
The headphones.
All right. I'll try to...
We need to.
How's that? Is that better?
Well, there. Now we can see the headphones.
Yeah.
So, let's go.
Pretty wild. All right. So, beginning tomorrow night, Thursday, June 30th, T-Max will be performing at the Medford Farmers Market as part of his Patriotic Vegetable Tour. I am looking forward to that. The Farmers Market is located in downtown Medford behind City Hall. The fun goes from 3 to 7. The Trick Wallace Trio and Randy Black and the Heathcroppers are at Sally O'Brien's. Tribute to Merle Haggard at Atwood's. This show is at 10 o'clock. Special guests are as follows: Greg Klima, Julie Rhodes, Chris Hirsch, Susan Catano, Patrick Komen, and Sean Staples, and more. Did I say that right? Catano?
Sure.
Okay. I'm sorry. And featuring Stan Martin Band. Ajda, the Turkish Queen, is at the Tavern at End of the World, my favorite place.
Nice.
In the world, yes. And the Compact Big Band is at Ryle's for something completely different. I hope I said that right. Anyways, Friday, July 1st, Rock the Cradle. This is a two-day benefit for Cradles to Crayons. Night one is with Cactus Attack, Live Nude Girls, Mark Lynn, Time and Place, Evan Wickbacker, and Darn Coyotes. And this is a afternoon show, all ages, at the Midway. And then Saturday, Rock the Cradle Part 2 with the New York Dents, not to be confused with the Boston Dents. High School Football Heroes, Mickey Rickshaw and the American Myth, and Go Big Again. This is at the Midway, like I said. But this is a nighttime show, and it is not all ages. It starts at 8:30. Okay. And Saturday night, Trinary System. I think we mentioned that. Mini Beast and Oceans of the Moon.
That's the other band.
The other band we couldn't remember. Yes, and that's at once. William Topley and Scott Damgard are at the Lizard Lounge. And on Monday, 4th of July, everybody have a safe and happy 4th of July. Woohoo! Ooh. And yeah, Tuesday the 5th is Mike Gent, and guests are at Toad. That's beginning his residency.
Nice.
I think it's 4 weeks in a row. Anyways, I'll keep you posted on that. And Wednesday the 6th, Field Day is at Atwood's. They were just here. Thanks again for coming in, you guys. And Julia Rhodes and Leland Sundries are at once. And Dennis Brennan is at the Lizard. That is it this week, you guys. It's a short and sweet report. I think if you got out of town, good for you. Or if you... broke yourself and can't get out of town, I'll see you out there.
Yeah, we're all going to be out there,
yeah,
rocking and rolling.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Fireworking.
I'm excited. Oh, they see tons of firework shows too around town. I did not bother to mention them,
oh,
but I think
no, that's not, no.
You'll
fine.
Hear it.
You'll hear it. You'll see it.
You'll God. See it.
We're not going to be able to avoid it.
All right.
All right, cool, Paula. Thank you so
My
much.
My pleasure, Joellen. Thank you.
And so we actually will be checking out some live music next. We haven't even talked about that yet today.
I know.
Haley Jane of Haley Jane and the Primates has come in to play a solo acoustic set
for
us.
Very exciting. Thank you, Haley.
From Studio D. So
Thank you, John Doherty, for hooking me up at the last minute.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. We're going to go live now to Studio D for Haley Jane.
Hey. Hi, I'm Haley Jane from Haley Jane and the Primates. Very happy to be here. I'm going to kick it off with a song called To the Moon. Oh, be it, just believe it, you can see it if you look real hard. Rooted like a tree, shooting like a star. Oh no, we've awakened the cosmos. Feel it kind of rumble from the earth below. Just as your top's about to blow, look to the moon. Look to the moon. Oh, hold 'em when you scold 'em, they don't understand what they've done wrong. Look to the sky and sing this song. Oh no, we've awakened the cosmos. Feel it kind of rumble from the earth below. Just as your top's about to blow, look to the moon. Look to the moon. In the cosmos, feel a kind of rumble from the earth below. Just as your top's about to blow, look to the moon. Look to the moon. All right, that's that one. So next up, I've got, let's see, let's do Mabel. This next song I wrote when I was about 19, I think, and I thought it'd be really amazing to never have to die. And so I decided to write a song about never having to die, and as I started to write it, I realized that there were some serious pros and cons to never dying, and so I kind of wrote a pros and cons list and noticed how the cons really started to outweigh the pros. And so instead of writing a song about how great it might be, I wrote a song about meeting a woman that never died. And so her name's Mabel, and this song is called Mabel. Well, her name is Mabel. She ain't no baby, she's 380 something, but she looks 23. Well, Mabel's man is in the ground, along with the one she's loved before. Mabel's given up on love, her heart died back in 34. For you, she said, but how long you'll be gone too? I won't get attached, I can't love you, 'cause nothing lasts the way I do. Well, how long must you roam this earth? She just smiled, said, it's my curse. But Mabel dear, I must know why this guy won't let you die. Oh, Mabel, you. Well, her name is Mabel. She ain't no baby. She's 380-something, but she looks just like me. That's an old one. This next song that I have for you, I like to call it Time Loves Nature. This is a song about Father Time and Mother Nature. I always like to picture them married and just like your everyday couple with the same problems and ups and downs that all couples have. So this is about their family. Well, Father Time married Mother Nature in a hurry. Said she never settled down, but she was never worried about her coming around. Well, she gave birth to the wind on a hot day in July. Kissed his folks both on the nose and then took to the sky, made his papa cry. Well, thunder and the lightning were born kicking and fighting, but they learned to work together, built that perfect storm when they high-five. Well, last came baby rain, who hated all the sands. Like April showers bring May flowers and blame it on the rain, drove her insane. And lo, I know, though fairy tales I've often told, a story like ours will never grow old. Well, Father Time thought it'd be funny to dip the moon in honey, 'cause he never took a trip after their wedding that sweet Sunday. They were out of money. So then she hung it in her room next to the sun she'd bought in June that she's been begging him to fix. She says it takes away the gloom. He says, I'll do it soon. And lo, I know, fairy tales are often told, a story like ours will never grow old. Ooh. I haven't played a lot of these in a long time, so this is a lot of fun. So usually I have my band, my amazing band, the Primates. It's Justin Hancock on guitar. We call him Juice. We've got Smitty, Greg Smith on guitar as well. And we've got Ryan the Claw Clausen on drums and Josh Treebeard Carter on the bass. Really fun group of people. We've got a bunch of shows and festivals coming up this summer. I'll talk about those a little later. Let's play another tune. All right, yeah. Little darker one here.
All hope is gone. I've been waiting for you to make your move. All bets are off. I've been calm and collected and through with using. I take my time. I'm feeling better. That's a lie. I make plans, but I change them all the time. When death is at my doorway and I'm trying
trying not to smile. Think what our kids might look like. Well, the damage is done. The unselfish one gets devoured. Like a spot on the sun, an asteroid, a meteor. I'm a threat to your world. I think we'll be fine, that's a lie. I make plans, but I break them all the time. When death is at my doorway and I haven't got a gun, think what our kids might look like. And I run. Into the belly of the beast that's been following me. And I seriously doubt I'll find anything. The damage is done. The unselfish one gets devoured. Like a spot on the sun, an asteroid or meteor shower. I'm a threat to your world. I think we'll be fine, that's a lie. I make plans, but I change them all the time. When death is at my doorway and I haven't got a gun, think what our kids might look like. And I we call that one the Wang Wang Blues, or parentheses, all hope is gone. This next one's called Follow the Swallow, or parentheses, Alabaster Stone. And this will be my last one. I really want to thank you guys for having me here today. This was a very last minute thing, so I was very excited to come and do this. I know my band wishes they could be here, and we'll come back next time with the full group for sure. So I'm going to play you one more, and then I'll probably go in and hang out, chit-chat about some dates and things. All right, this is Follow the Swallow. I quote a few people in this one. I take a couple nods to the Felice brothers and Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes. Just some nods. Oh, ain't it like a man whose steps get weaker in the sand? His feet wrestling with the land that keeps him from his home. Well, he's the king of the south, and when he opens up his pretty mouth, heaven trickles out to form a beautiful hello. And on the muddy river banks, he waits for her to finish praying. He asks her what the Lord's been saying. She grins and plugs her nose, and as she jumps in from the dirt, the wind lifts up her skirt. And with his hand to his heart, he looks to God and whispers, thank you for the show. You're on the brink of something that may be nothing, but it's worth waiting for. I'm a sucker for a happy ending, but it ain't coming, so tell me something good. So maybe I could ask you, why do we decide that our happiness should rely on whether we get the one we love and they stay by our side? Oh, happy we should be for any chance to be, or sharing love with anyone in this life. Oh, Jesus, help goldfish little girl. Oh, but baby, that's the world. And she'd give her whole world to change her view and be the giving kind. Well, she loves him, I suppose. And as she powders her nose, he says, pull off your pantyhose and let me love you from behind. You're on the brink of something that may be nothing, but it's worth waiting for. I'm a sucker for a happy ending, but it ain't coming, so tell me something good. So maybe I could. Ain't it funny how he calls him Alabaster Stone? Ain't it crazy how a lover can leave you without saying when or where he's gone? The song he sang me in the evening by the morning's just a drone. It like a man whose steps get weaker in the sand, his feet wrestling with the land that keeps him from his home, that damn alabaster stone.
Thank you so much to Haley Jane playing for us live in Studio D. Stick around and we'll have a chat with her in a little bit. But first, a message that's very important for all of us.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital readout will show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
is to go on forward any way my body. One foot over and then the other. Got a zombie lover.
That has got to be like one of my favorite songs ever. That is Zombie Burger by The Flies, getting off of their Get Burned, Get Burned record that came out in 1985. Yeah, we're just digging through all the old stuff tonight. It's awesome. Before that, we heard Endation with Make It Worse, coming off of their self-titled CD that came out back in 2002. Before that was When Particles Collide, with their song Storm Cloud, coming off of This Town, released last year. And before that was Aneurysm, recorded here in Studio D last year. That was their song Catherine. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D on WMFO in Medford. Stick around. We're going to be chatting with Haley Jane shortly. But first, a little Daniel Ouellette and the Sauvagine.
Come on, no mistake, oh, 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 oh.
And that, my friends, is Daniel Ouellette and the Sauvageen. If you have never experienced a live show of theirs, you really, really, really need to. I am joined in studio with Haley Jane. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for coming in today.
It's really nice to be here.
I've seen your band play several times.
Have you?
Of course.
Oh, where?
At Toad, at Atwood's.
Oh, okay. All the Boston haunts.
So this is great that yeah. This is a whole different experience. Just you and a guitar.
Yes. Yeah. I haven't done that in a really long time. I used to do a lot of open mics. That's how I got going. And so that was it was good for me.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we had kind of a crazy day, and thanks for stepping in and doing a crazy thing.
Yeah.
So you said you guys were doing festivals and stuff this summer.
Yeah, a lot of festivals this summer. We've already done a few. We've got a whole bunch on the docket. I've written them out here so I don't forget any. But coming up is Camp and Jam, which is, I think in its, it's a newer one, but it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And this year has all sorts of amazing bands on it. And we're very, very excited to be a part of that one. That one's coming up. And then there's Jerry Jam and New Hampshire's Hemp Fest, which is a really great one. That one's quite a party. And then the Jerry Jam is another smaller one that is one of our favorites.
I actually know what that one is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's so many these days. So it's we're just so excited. There's Backwoods Pond Fest, which is a really great one in upstate New York. This will be our first year doing that one. Catskill Chill, which is like the end of the, it's in September, so it's kind of the end of the summer. Hurrah. This will be our second year doing that. And then there's Camp Creek, which is Max Creek's festival, and we just did Strange Creek, which is another one with them. And I hope I didn't miss any. But those are the festivals. There's a few more that we just signed on for.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, there is
it's
a lot.
It's great, and we're very busy, and it feels really good. Last year, you know, when we played a festival, we kind of stayed there all weekend, and we don't really get to do that this time around. So that honeymoon period is over.
You got to get to the next one.
Exactly. So it's a great, great problem to have. Awesome. Yeah. And then we're going to be, our next Boston, we just played a boat cruise with the Nth Power. Have you heard the Nth Power?
I haven't.
Oh, my goodness. They're wonderful. Just a soul, just... fantastic band. We played a boat cruise with them recently, and our next show in Boston is at Thunder Road on August 13th, so that's where we'll be. There, I believe we're Analog Heart.
Yep.
They're going to be playing with us. We're really excited about that. I've been talking with Liz, I think her name is, yes, Liz. And we've been chatting on Facebook. We've been told by a lot of people that we'd really get along. So that's always fun to hear. And so we're going to...
I'm just like thinking of both bands' music. I'm like, oh, that's going to be really good.
Yeah, yeah. So we're both really excited about that. And we've been hearing from a lot of people that we would be a great fit. So it's always fun when you can make that happen. So
cool.
Yeah, what else? We have a lot of fun stuff coming up. A lot of stuff in like New York and Rhode Island and in the Northeast. We're doing Brooklyn Bowl is a place we've been playing a lot in New York City. And Elise Testone was on American Idol, and she's this wonderful, wonderful female vocalist. And we're doing a show there together, co-headlining, and it's for charity for people who've struggled with domestic violence, and so a lot of the proceeds are going to that. Mm-hmm. So that's really nice. And then what else? We're recording in August. We just finished.
Yay.
We have a Kickstarter that has about 36 hours left.
Oh, God.
We've made our goal. Okay. And so now whatever else we get is a bonus, but we could use, you know, we can always use more.
There's nothing wrong with more money.
Exactly. And we are hoping to press it to vinyl if that's possible. So any extra money we make would be really helpful and probably go towards doing that.